everyone. You're watching NDTV and I'm Maria Shakil. The BJP has announced a list of 195 candidates even before the poll dates have been notified. The list includes the party's heaviest hitters, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who's contesting from Varanasi for the third time, Home Minister Amit Shah, who has been fielded again from Gandhinagar in Gujarat. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will be contesting from Lucknow, and Smriti Irani will be fighting from Amethi, where she had pulled off a shock victory and emerged as the giant slayer, defeating Rahul Gandhi in 2019. As many as 34 ministers, two former chief ministers are on the list, which also includes 28 women, 47 leaders under the age of 50, 57 members from the OBC community. And of the 195, 51 are from the all-important state of Uttar Pradesh, 20 from West Bengal, and 5 from Delhi. Let me bring in reporters, and I will be also joined by some of the candidates as well. A lot of new faces in that list. Let me bring in Vasudha, who's joining us live from the BJP headquarters. Also, Ratandeep, who'll give an overview of the entire Northeast and Bengal as well. Vasudha, coming to you, your big takeaways.
Well, Maria, I think the big takeaways, according to me, would be is that we will have to wait for the next list to see the kind of bloodbath that many were speculating. But something of that sort happened, at least with regard to Delhi, because of the five that have been announced till now, we could see Women Power sort of like coming through. We see Bansuri Swaraj and of course Kamaljeet Sehrawat being fielded, and someone like Ramesh Bidhuri being dropped. And remember, Ramesh Bidhuri during the inauguration of the new parliament used extremely objectionable comments against Danish Ali, and that was not seen in a good light by several BJP leaders, including the Prime Minister. So this is a strong message. Someone like Pravesh Verma, who won by a huge majority of votes, comes from a heavy political legacy. He has been dropped. Gautam Gambhir, of course, in the morning said that he wouldn't be contesting. No, that seat has been left for the next few days, and that would be announced in the next few days. But also another seat, reserved seat, in which Hansraj Hans contests from, that has also been left for announcement in the coming days. But I think in states of West Bengal and UP, 51 seats have been announced, and we know that India allies have already announced one third of the seats. BJP is cautious and aware that those candidates have been making their rounds, so it really wants to not take any chances there. West Bengal, you could see a combination of both narrative setting and also strong leaders. So Shivendu Adhikari, who is probably the only member in Shivendu Adhikari's family who's not an MP or MLA, he's been fielded. Then you also see someone like Anirban Ganguly, who was fielded from the very difficult constituency of Bolpur in 2021. He's been fielding from another very difficult constituency of Jharkhand, which is where of Jadavpur, which is where Mamata Banerjee sort of like won one of her earliest elections from. You see someone like Priya Saha, who has consistently fought against post-poll violence narrative of the TMC. So this is also a balancing act between rewarding people who have been loyalists, who have been fighting for the party. You see Saket Mishra, Bansuri Swaraj, Anil Anthony being fielded from Pathanamthitta. Saket Mishra is the son of Nipin Mishra, who has been a very loyal, dedicated, also an ace bureaucrat in the Narendra Modi government, helping the government actually logistically and politically overcome many of its challenges. So he has been given Shravasti, which is seen as a seat where a Brahmin could win very easily.
Yes,
so I think these are some very important takeaways. And also Telangana, if you see many MPs, many MPs have been repeated in some ways, making it very clear.
Yes, that
making it clear that the party wants to have a combination of both momentum and strong faces to get going in some of the states where it is perceived as weaker for now, but actually has been making very steady progress in the last few years.
Okay, shifting focus now to the eastern part of India. Ratandeep, overall, two union ministers actually dropped in that list. That will be the big takeaway from Northeast.
That's right. In fact, if you look at Northeast and Assam, two union ministers, Rameshwar Teli and Pratima Bhaumik from Tripura, have been dropped. Now, in Tripura, in West Tripura seat, former chief minister and Rajya Sabha MP Biplab Deb have been fielded. Union minister Kiran Rijiju has been retained in his Arunachal East seat. Union minister Sarbanand Sonowal will now go back to his home constituency, Dibrugarh. So, in Assam, BJP is going to contest in 11 of the 14 seats. Three seats they have left it for allies, AGP and UPPL. Out of 11 seats, there are 7 new faces in Assam. So BJP really trying new faces. Some senior leaders have been given tickets though. So therefore, making a combination of new and old. In Bengal, remember, the BJP again making a combination of looking at winnability of candidates, and therefore, Union Minister Nishit Pramanik, Shantanu Thakur have been fielded again. The state BJP President Dr. Shrikant Mazumdar has been fielded from his constituency. Lockett Chatterjee again retains her constituency. And also, very interestingly, in Bengal's Asansol, BJP has given ticket to famous Bhojpuri singer and actor Pawan Singh. And in all likelihood, he's going to contest against the sitting Trinamool Congress MP from Asansol, Bihari Babu Satungansira. So that would be an interesting contest to watch out for. And also, if you look at entire Northeast, then if you look at Assam, they have tried to go for experienced candidates. So that means that both in Bengal and Assam, BJP is trying to maximize their number of seats so that they can overall maximization of seats to towards that mark of 400
and
seats. You need more seats from east, and that's exactly the strategy of BJP.
Yes, we have Dr. Anirban Ganguly, BJP candidate from Jadavpur, joining us live. He is also the chairman and trustee of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Research Foundation. Dr. Ganguly, appreciate your time here on NDTV.
Thank you so much.
It's a tough contest, and what is giving BJP hope that after coming up with that surprise number in 18 in 2019, you can have more gains from Bengal this time around?
There's a huge and acute disgust against the ruling dispensation, the Trinamool Congress in West Bengal. Sandesh Kali is the latest expression of that. And I think this disgust, this hopelessness of the ruling TMC runs across the state. And, for us, Maria, no contest. We don't take any contest lightly, whether it is Panchayat, whether it is Municipal Corporation, whether it's Assembly or Lok Sabha. In every contest, every fight, we give our 100%. But I would also like to remind you here that Jadavpur has a very, in the last, from 2009 to 2019 and 24, if you see, Trinamool Congress sent three candidates to parliament from Jadavpur. And none of them could fight for a second term. In 2009, Kabir Suman had a disastrous record of performance as a member of parliament. In 2014, Professor Sugato Bose, historian from Harvard. And Professor Sugato Bose, in 2019, decided that Harvard was a place which was more comfortable for him rather than Jadavpur. And in 2019, Mimi Chakravarti, very unfortunate, I don't know what her record in parliament is, but a sitting member of parliament decides to give up electoral politics, citing mental torture from her own party people. So this is a party which doesn't know how to respect women. This is a party which only flexes muscles. And I think people of West Bengal are realizing this. Jadavpur has been always such a prestigious seat. It's such a historic place, Jadavpur.
Yes.
And yes.
Anirban, continue to be with us. We also have Anil Antony, a new face in the BJP, someone who comes from Congress, but now a spokesperson of the BJP and son of veteran Congress leader A.K. Antony, is the candidate from Pathanamthitta in Kerala. It's a very, very tough battle for you, Anil Antony. You understand fully well that BJP has been putting all efforts but not getting numbers in Kerala.
Thank you, Maria. Yes, it is a challenging fight, but this is an election where BJP, which has been creating history for a while, will be creating new history. The party is very confident that we will, under the leadership of our Prime Minister, have a record win across India. And Kerala also, we are very sure that we will have multiple seats which we will win, including mine. We have 20 seats. In history, we have never won there, but it's a state where we are progressively and exponentially growing. In 2009, the vote share of the BJP was 4%. Last election, it was almost 13%. We are a political force there. In four or five constituencies, we have nearly 25 to 30% seat in votes, sir, and a three-party contest. We are not that far behind. And this election, again, with how we are performing across India, the delivery of our union government across India, our Prime Minister's guarantees, that is resonating with everybody, including people in Kerala. The goodwill of our Prime Minister is very high in Kerala also. He is the biggest mass leader in, he is the most respected leader in Kerala also. So that itself is a big plus point for every BJP candidate who is standing in Kerala. And then the constituency that I have been given also has its own characteristic. It's the constituency Pathanamthitta where there is a huge agrarian population. The farmers in Kerala are in a huge crisis. Then it is the constituency where the Sabarimala temple is there. And again, there are multiple reasons which makes us believe that in the last election itself, from around 1.2 lakh votes, we increased it to around 2.8. We were less than 80,000 behind from the UDF and LDF. And we are very sure that with the track record of our union government, the leadership and the charisma and the popularity of our Prime Minister, the strong, we have a fairly robust organization in Kerala. And then I'm very sure that with all that and people's support, I'm very sure
that... Do you feel that perhaps there can be a Bengal in Kerala, some surprise numbers which came in 2019 where Anirban Ganguly is contesting from, there could be a surprise also in Kerala? But it's a different terrain altogether.
So you rightly said, each state is very different. India is a very diverse country. Each state is different. Bengal, it was a fabulous story where, let's say, from around 2 or 3 MLAs, we went to 19 MLAs, MPs last time, which is one of the, which was one of the stories of the last election. And I'm very sure that Bengal, the trajectory is going to continue. But in Kerala, it's a different, like, for example, the Northeast. In five, six years back, we didn't have a single state. But now, 4 of 8 states, the BJP is having full majority. There, the other 3 states, we are ruling with our allies. Similarly, Kerala is a different state, different story. But finally, the one thing which you will see common between Kerala and all these other states is everywhere, BJP is growing everywhere. Prime Minister Modi's popularity is increasing. And Kerala also, you will definitely see multiple seats where I'm very sure that nationally we will get more than 370 seats as a party, more than 400 as an alliance. And in Kerala also, you will see multiple seats which will be contributing to that number.
Okay. You know, there has been a lot of emphasis here in this list, Anirban, of demographic representation, you know, be it women or youth such as Anil Antony and you who are under the age of 50. So there is that emphasis also. Do you think BJP understands that in the 18th Lok Sabha, the youth are an important factor? 18 plus, that age group, have to be wooed in, and that can be done if you have younger candidates.
Maria, if you remember in his address to the BJP National Convention, Prime Minister Narendra Modi began with mentioning the 18th Lok Sabha, and those who are 18 will be voting for the 18th Lok Sabha for the first time. I think he, being the leader, being the general of this fight, has a massive connect with youth. He has been able to establish that connect, and that has been proved continuously over the last decade. And that connect only increases with each election and with each year. It doesn't diminish. There's absolutely no chance of it diminishing. I think that is the message that we need to take to the youth. The youth is aware. We just need to again take that message to them. And certainly, the BJP has always continuously in its discourse, in its narrative, it has spoken about focusing on these various dimensions and strata of society, appealing and reaching out genuinely to various cross sections of society, empowering them. I think through this list, that is exactly what they have done.
All right, Anirban Ganguly, BJP candidate from Jadavpur, all the best for your fight. Thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. Let me go back to our reporters who are analyzing this list. Harsha Kumari Singh, starting with you in this part, and big takeaways of the list from Rajasthan.
I think, Maria, the big takeaway here really is that the BJP has worked in a very refined and, may I say, in a way that looks at how the kind of micromanagement that they're best known for, that they've focused on certain specific caste arithmetic where they could be on a sticky wicket. So if you look at Baswara, Dugarpur, that's South Rajasthan, south of Udaipur. I think everyone's gone to Udaipur, but no one's gone as far as Baswara. It's absolutely beautiful, and I recommend you definitely travel there. But that's an area where there is a huge tribal population, and that tribal population has been tilting very heavily in favor of a party called the Bharatiya Adivasi Tribal Party that's actually grown there in leaps and bounds. In fact, their vote share has gone from 2 lakhs to 4 lakhs in the last assembly elections. The BJP planned ahead. They knew that this is a sticky wicket. This caste arithmetic needs to be consolidated. So what did they do? They got Mahinderjit Singh Malviya from the Congress to cross over. They've laid out a red carpet for him. And there you have him in the first list. He's the BJP's candidate from Baswara, Dungarpur. Interestingly, he's one of the few people who actually won on a Congress ticket with more than 1 lakh votes. So just look at how the BJP works. You know, look at how they get down to nitty-gritty, to brass tracks. Then the other thing, I mean, you're betting again on Jyoti Mirda. I think that's also pretty, politically clever of the BJP. They realize that the Jat vote could be a little affected because of the farmers' agitation. Remember, Rajasthan borders Punjab. There's been a little bit of the domino effect there. But you go with Jyoti Mirdha again, despite the fact that she lost the MLA election, because somewhere the Mirdha name still counts. So I think what I do see in Rajasthan is the fact that they've gone and focused, absolutely like with a microscope on the caste arithmetics, because like we say in Rajasthan, caste is really key.
Caste is key, and the woman voter is becoming a key, and that's the reason why we have a list in which Hema Malini, Ranveer, many were not giving her a chance that she would be returning as a potential candidate of the BJP, and she has made an entry again from Mathura.
Maria, BJP is known for giving surprises, but in the first list of 51 candidates, I don't think any surprising element. As far as UP is concerned, some names are very expected names, like Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Varanasi, Rajnath Singh from Lucknow, Smriti Irani from Amethi. But the actual interest lies in those 29 seats which are yet to be decided. And if you see Brijbhushan Saran Singh, he is on hold from Castleganj seat. Also, Rita Bahuguna Joshi from Prayagraj, she was also expecting that this may be her last election. But her name is yet to be announced. So Prayagraj, also you see Kanpur. Kanpur seat yet to be decided. And Gandhi's, Menaka Gandhi and Varun Gandhi, both are awaiting ticket from BJP, but the names are yet to be announced from Pilibhit and Sultanpur. So also Ghaziabad, General V.K. Singh, he is presently MP, as a union minister. But sources claim that he may be denied ticket from Ghaziabad, but decision is yet to be made, and General V.K. Singh has to wait whether he'll get ticket from Ghaziabad or not. Badayu, daughter of Swami Prasad Maurya, Sangmitra Maurya, she is presently MP from Badayu seat, and BJP has decided not to announce her name. So the decision is yet to be taken that whether Sangmitra Maurya will get ticket from Badayu or not. So the basic surprising element lies on those 29 seats which are yet to be decided. And also, out of these 29, 6 or 7 may be given to the allies of the Bharatiya Janata Party, which are Apna Dal, Subhaspa, Nishad Party and RLD. So still BJP have to decide more than 20 names, but the actual interest BJP leaders are saying that lies on those seats which are yet to be decided. So Prime Minister Narendra Modi will again fight from Varanasi, Rajnath Singh will from Lucknow,
Smriti Irani
will contest from Amethi,
and even Smriti Irani, not much of a surprise. So, Ratandeep, a quick 30 seconds to you, and then I'll ask Akhilesh to sum it up for us.
That's right. In fact, even in Assam, if you look at it, although the BJP has changed the candidates in 7 seats, but then they have made a mix of experienced candidate, particularly old BJP leaders. Remember, there have been an inflow of leaders from the Congress to the BJP in Assam, and therefore the BJP has been very particular to give space to old leaders like Assam Transport Minister Parimal Shukla-Baidya, now going to contest the prestigious Silchar constituency. The former state BJP President Ranjit Datta now is being fielded in Tejpur. So therefore, this mix has been kept. Also in Arunachal Pradesh, if you look at it, the state elections are going to take place along with Lok Sabha elections, and two seasoned leaders, two sitting MPs, Kiran Rijiju, who is a union minister, and Tapir Gao, again an old leader of the party, both retained, so that you know there is no problem within the state leadership. Pema Khandu would be the chief ministerial candidate, and the top leaders are going to the parliament. And again, if you look at Bengal, even in Bengal, BJP has looked at the winnability of candidate, and therefore, you know, if Shomendu Adhikari has been given a ticket in Kathi, he's the brother of Shomendu Adhikari, and state BJP President Shukanta Majumdar, Lockett Chatterjee, the two, you know, Union Minister Nishit Pramanik, who is a, one of the firebrand leaders from North Bengal region. So therefore, there is a mix of, you know, winnability and also giving scope to experienced leaders so that BJP can maximize their number of seats from Eastern India. And perhaps this formula will also will be replicated in states like Odisha or even in Jharkhand. So we'll have to wait and watch for those states. But Assam and Bengal, clearly the BJP is trying to give space to leaders with more winnability factor.
So, winnability is a question. Akhilesh, if we were to sum it up, how many surprises for you? And what is the big takeaway? Let's not forget that, you know, Prime Minister said that it's about his guarantee, Modi ki guarantee, with which the BJP is entering this election. And then they also come up with a lot of surprises in terms of new faces. What is really the need for newer faces?
Well, Maria, for me, I think the biggest story is the Uttar Pradesh, because BJP so far has announced 52 names, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And surprisingly, none of the sitting MPs have been talked so far. So this is the biggest story as far as the BJP's today's list is concerned, because 45 sitting MPs have been given tickets. And this is a big message. And this also shows that how BJP is being very cautious and very careful. As far as the biggest state in the country, Uttar Pradesh, is concerned, it has 80 Lok Sabha seats, and BJP is hoping to win all of them. And BJP is not taking any chances, because they know it very well that if you disturb one or two MPs even today, you know, it may face revolt. And BJP is not taking that chance. So 45 MPs getting repeated once again in Uttar Pradesh, it's a very big story. And it also shows that BJP is very calculative as far as UP is concerned. And another bigger story is, I think, is Delhi, where four sitting MPs, including Union MOF Meenakshi Lekhi, she has been dropped. Basuri Swaraj, who presents Sushma Swaraj's legacy, she has been given the New Delhi seat, which is very prestigious seat as far as the parliamentary Lok Sabha election is concerned. And she is replacing Meenakshi Lekhi there. And Manoj Tiwari so far is the only Delhi BJP MP who is repeated. And Bhupendra Yadav's entry in Rajasthan is contesting from Alwar. That seat was vacant due to Baba Balak Nath's contest in the assembly. And Alwar is now going to be Bhupendra Yadav's constituency, and that is also a big story. And if you look at Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Assam, West Bengal, BJP there has denied tickets to many sitting MPs. If you look at the larger picture, so far 34 MPs have been denied tickets. And if you compare it with the current strength of the BJP 290, around 12-15% sitting MPs have denied tickets so far. 110 current MPs have been repeated. So this is another big story. And UP, as I mentioned, not even a single MP, sitting MP has been denied ticket. All of them have been repeated. And OBC factor, which we have been talking about for the past 2-3 days, 57 OBC MPs are there, candidates are there. Okay. So this is a big message as far as the OBC community is concerned. And lastly, 28 women candidates are there. So that is also a message by the BJP to the half population.
All right. Akhilesh, continue to be with us. And Ranveer and Ratandeep, appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are slipping into a short break. This remains our top focus here on NDTV. 195 candidates of the BJP have been announced. The list is out of 195 candidates of the BJP who will be fielded and will be contesting in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Of course, the big names are also the most predictable ones, with the Prime Minister himself on the ticket and contesting from Varanasi for the third time. Then Home Minister Amit Shah contesting from Gandhinagar. You have Smriti Irani, who defeated Rahul Gandhi in 2019, contesting from Amethi. There are several new fresh faces. The BJP has fielded a significant number of women candidates as well. There has been caste balancing, which has been done with OBC candidates. There are fresh faces coming from Manoj Tiwari, who is the only BJP MP in this list of five which has been released. He is being actually repeated. In fact, Manoj Tiwari is joining us live. Manoj ji, badhai sabse pehle. Aur 5 MP ka jinka ticket announce hua hai, candidate, usme bas aap hi hain jo purane hain, baki sab naye chehre.
Dekhiye, ye bahut important nahi hai ki hame ticket mile ya na mile. Mil gaya to bahut achhi baat. नहीं मिला तो भी पार्टी हमसे जो काम लेगी वो करने के लिए हम सब तैयार हैं. तो इसलिए मेरा मानना है कि पार्टी अगर हमें काम देती है ये तो भी हमें स्वीकार है, कोई और काम देती है तो भी स्वीकार है. हाँ, अगर उसने फिर से हमें दिया तो पार्टी का धन्यवाद है, नरेंद्र मोदी जी का धन्यवाद है, जो नरेंद्र मोदी जी देश ही नहीं पूरी दुनिया की आशा के केंद्र बने हुए हैं. तो हम इस पे काम करते हुए आगे बढ़ रहे हैं और हमें पूरा विश्वास है कि हम 2019 में दिल्ली में लगभग 56% वोट शेयर लिए थे. इस बार हमें वोट शेयर 60% तक ले जाना है और दिल्ली की परिस्थितियों में यह संभव है. नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने 370 सीट मांगे हैं बीजेपी के लिए. मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि हम इसको 375 तक देश के लोग करके देंगे. इस तरह से हम लोगों को प्रार्थना करने वाले, उनके दिलों को हम इस तरह से जीत रहे हैं.
मनोज जी, बांसुरी स्वराज चुनाव लड़ रही हैं, सुषमा स्वराज की बेटी. उन्होंने पार्टी, सुषमा जी ने पार्टी को बनाने में बहुत काम किया है, तो आप उनके कैंडिडेटचर को कैसे देखते हैं? क्योंकि दिल्ली जो कहा जाता है, जो 7 सीट है दिल्ली की, वो बहुत ही प्रेस्टिजियस चुनाव रहा है हमेशा.
देखिए, बांसुरी अपने आप में बहुत ही हर प्रकार से बहुत बहुत बैलेंस्ड कार्यकर्ता हैं और जिस प्रकार से उन्होंने पार्टी में अभी प्रदेश मंत्री के रूप में काम करना शुरू किया, जिस प्रकार से वो कार्यकर्ताओं से मिल रही हैं, जिस प्रकार से वो नरेंद्र मोदी जी की योजनाओं को जन जन तक ले जाती हैं, उनकी बात करने की शैली, लोगों से मिलने की शैली, ये सब कुछ मुझे तो पता ही नहीं था. आज दिन में हमारे घर पे ही एक कार्यक्रम था और बांसुरी जी कार्यक्रम में आई हुई थी, विश्व मांगल्य सभा जिसमें हमारी पत्नी है. तो मुझे तो मालूम नहीं था कि वो उनको भी टिकट होने वाला है. लेकिन बीजेपी के अंदर यही है, किसी भी कार्यकर्ता को मौका मिल सकता है तो वो भी उसको वैसे ही लेगा, और अगर किसी को और काम मिल गया तो भी उसको वैसे ही लेना है. बांसुरी को मैं बहुत आशीर्वाद देता हूँ, हमारी छोटी बहन है और हम तो उनकी माताजी के साथ भी काम किए हैं. और अब बांसुरी को एक बड़े अंतर से दिल्ली, नई दिल्ली की जनता जिताएगी, ऐसा मेरा पूरा विश्वास है.
एक सवाल आपसे, कांग्रेस आम आदमी पार्टी का अलायंस हो चुका है, सीट का शेयरिंग भी हो चुका है, दिल्ली के लिए कितना बड़ा चैलेंज रहेगा?
ये चैलेंज उनके लिए हो गया है, अब आम आदमी पार्टी और कांग्रेस के लिए गठबंधन चैलेंज हो गया है. मैं आपको बताऊं कि दिल्ली के आम आदमी पार्टी के कार्यकर्ता और कांग्रेस के कार्यकर्ता निराशा की घोर, उनकी सीमा नहीं है जिस निराशा में चले गए, क्योंकि वो सोच ही नहीं सकते थे कि आम आदमी पार्टी जो कांग्रेस को गाली दे दे के, शीला दीक्षित जी को गाली दे दे के मर्यादा सारी तोड़ दी, वो आम आदमी पार्टी कांग्रेस से गठबंधन हो जाएगा. उन कार्यकर्ताओं की निराशा इतनी है कि वो नरेंद्र मोदी जी के लिए वोट देंगे, और इसलिए मैं 56% वोट शेयर को 60% देख रहा हूं, ऐसा मेरा विश्वास है. और आप देखिएगा, यही होगा, मैं आपके इस एनडीटीवी के कार्यक्रम में जो बोल रहा हूं, एक दिन आपको याद आएगा कि दिल्ली के आम आदमी पार्टी और कांग्रेस के कार्यकर्ता दोनों जिस निराशा में हैं, वो भारतीय जनता पार्टी के लिए इस बार वोट देंगे और अरविंद केजरीवाल जी और राहुल गांधी जी दोनों के इस बेमेल गठबंधन को सबक सिखाएंगे।
All right, Manoj Tiwari, all the best to you and congratulations on being the only BJP MP out of the five tickets that have been announced to actually win that candidature of the party. So certainly it is about your performance. Thank you so much for joining us. We are slipping into a short break. Lots more news and updates on the other side.